You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shoman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about the similarities and differences between Hashimoto's and Graves' disease. Your thyroid, a butterfly-shaped gland, sits at the base of your neck, and it releases thyroid hormones, thyroxine, known as T4, and triiodothyronine, T3. These hormones help regulate your metabolism, growth, and development. There's a feedback loop called the hypothalamus-pituitary-thyroid axis, or the HPT axis. This regulates thyroid hormone production. The loop starts in your hypothalamus with the release of thyrotropin-releasing hormone, or TRH. In response, your pituitary gland releases thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH. The TSH then travels to your thyroid gland, telling it to release T3 and T4. As the thyroid hormone that's been released enters your cells, levels in your blood drop. This triggers your hypothalamus to release more TRH, and the loop continues. A change in your HPT axis can change your thyroid production, resulting in either hyperthyroidism, which is overproduction of thyroid hormone, or hypothyroidism, an underproduction of thyroid hormone. Graves' disease and Hashimoto's are two autoimmune conditions that can cause changes in your thyroid hormone production. So let's compare these two medical conditions so that we can better understand their similarities and differences. First, what is Hashimoto's and Graves' disease? The most common cause of hypothyroidism, or too little thyroid hormone, in the United States is Hashimoto's thyroiditis. In contrast, Graves' disease is a common cause of hyperthyroidism, or too much thyroid hormone. Women are more likely than men to develop either Graves' disease or Hashimoto's. And while both Hashimoto's and Graves' disease are typically diagnosed during mid-adulthood, they actually can occur at any time. The exact cause of both Graves and Hashimoto's is not known, but a combination of environmental and genetic factors appears to trigger these conditions, as well as other autoimmune disorders. What is an autoimmune disorder? Your immune system's primary role is to keep you healthy by preventing or fighting off infections. It does this by attacking foreign invaders like germs and viruses when they enter your body. After attacking them, your immune system develops antibodies against them. These antibodies allow your body to identify and destroy them if they enter again. Sometimes, and not always for clear reasons, your immune system becomes overstimulated. This overstimulation leads to the production of antibodies against your own healthy cells. These antibodies either destroy your cells or cause them to work overtime. Let's talk about antibodies. In Hashimoto's, antibodies destroy thyroid cells. This leads to an underproduction of thyroid hormone, or hypothyroidism. The primary antibodies that are seen in Hashimoto's are thyroid peroxidase, or TPO, and thyroglobulin, or TG, antibodies. Even if you have these antibodies, it doesn't mean you have overt Hashimoto's. Sometimes these antibodies are present at low enough levels that they don't affect your thyroid function. Your healthcare provider will typically look at other lab values, like your TSH and your T4 levels, to make a diagnosis of Hashimoto's. On the other hand, thyrotropin receptor antibodies, or TRAB, stimulate thyroid cells to work overtime in people with Graves' disease. Because of this, the thyroid cells then produce and release too much thyroid hormone, causing hyperthyroidism. So what are the symptoms of Hashimoto's and Graves' disease? Since thyroid hormone regulates our metabolism, symptoms of autoimmune thyroid diseases typically reflect having too much or too little energy. In Hashimoto's, the amount of thyroid hormone produced from the thyroid gland decreases over time. Having too little thyroid hormone causes our bodies to slow down and leads to a variety of symptoms that include cold intolerance, constipation, dry skin, forgetfulness, hair loss, and weight gain. In contrast, people with Graves' disease have too much thyroid hormone, which results in excess energy. Because of this, your body's functions speed up. An overactive thyroid can cause a variety of symptoms, including bulging eyes, which is also known as Graves' eyes. It's actually a form of related condition called thyroid eye disease that's more common in people with Graves and hyperthyroidism. You may also have difficulty sleeping. You can also develop Graves' dermopathy, which is a reddening and thickening thinning of the skin. You may have hand tremors. You can have an increased heart rate and irregular heartbeats. You may find yourself sweating and more intolerant to heat. You may lose weight unexpectedly. You can also have diarrhea and frequent bowel movements. Hashimoto's and Graves' do share some signs and symptoms, however, and they include fatigue, a goiter, which is also another term for swelling of your thyroid gland, weakness in your muscles, changes to your menstrual cycles, and mental health changes like increased depression or anxiety. While shared, there are very different reasons that these symptoms and signs occur. For example, in Hashimoto's, you'll feel tired, likely due to a fundamental lack of energy. In contrast, people with Graves' disease may have an initial spike in energy, but a lack of sleep and a racing metabolism associated with consistently high thyroid levels can make them feel extra tired. So what are the treatment options? Well, the treatment goal for both Hashimoto's and Graves' disease is to achieve normal thyroid hormone levels. In doing this, your cells can return to functioning correctly. Even with proper treatment, autoimmune thyroid disorders can't generally be cured, but instead they are managed with a variety of therapies. So, those with Hashimoto's, thyroid hormone levels need to be increased. So, the most studied way to do this is by taking thyroid hormone replacement medications. There are a variety of different medication options, including levothyroxine drugs, which is a synthetic form of T4. You might recognize Levoxyl, Synthroid, Tyrosint. These are some of the medications in that category. Then there's liothyronine, which is a synthetic form of T3. The brand name there is Cytomel. And then there's natural desiccated thyroid drugs like Armour Thyroid or NP Thyroid. These are natural drugs derived from the thyroid gland of animals. When it comes to Graves' disease, it's a little bit different. While there is one primary treatment for Hashimoto's, people with Graves have several options. One option is antithyroid medications. An antithyroid medication blocks your thyroid gland from making thyroid hormones. The most commonly used drug is methimazole. Well, the brand name is Tapazole. There's also a drug called propylthiouracil, or PTU, but methimazole is preferred over PTU because it has fewer side effects. Neither of these medications will damage your thyroid gland. Another option for hyperthyroidism and Graves' disease is radioactive iodine. When your thyroid cells absorb radioactive iodine, the iodine actually destroys those cells. It prevents them from making and releasing thyroid hormones. So for most people who get radioactive iodine treatment, also referred to as RAI, thyroid levels will drop to within normal after one treatment. But some people actually need a second treatment if they still remain hyperthyroid. Most people actually become hypothyroid after RAI, and that requires management with thyroid hormone replacement drugs. Finally, the third option is surgery. A surgeon can actually remove all or most of your thyroid gland. This usually causes hypothyroidism, especially if you have all of your thyroid gland, then you're absolutely going to be hypothyroid and requires lifelong treatment with thyroid hormone replacement medication. In some cases, beta blockers are given to people who have Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism. This class of medications includes propranolol, atenolol, and metoprolol. These beta blocker medications can help with your symptoms of hyperthyroidism by slowing your heart rate and controlling some of the shaky feeling, but they don't affect your thyroid hormone levels specifically. So here's a note from Paloma Health. The decision to treat either Graves' disease or Hashimoto's isn't solely based on the presence of antibodies. Your thyroid provider will look at your medical history, symptoms, and your thyroid function lab values. Paloma Health's at-home testing kit allows you to test your thyroid function from the comfort of your home. Our Paloma Health specialists can then walk you through the meaning of your labs and your treatment options and help create a treatment plan for your underactive thyroid. We recommend you make a virtual appointment to see one of them today. So that's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a new Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Shoman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.